Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo OG just making a video about the Demolition Krats. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing the best things in your life. Yes, everything's going to hell and you guys better prepare. You got about under 2 years before shit hits the fan. More than it does now. But yes, friends, the Democrats, they destroy everything. Why? Because in a nutshell, they're fucking stupid. Yes, friends, look at this bullshit. It says, be dad, have a gay son. Okay, still love him. It's 2022. It's actually 2022. 26 right now, but yeah, I guess, you know, penis is penis and people are gonna do what they're gonna do. Awesome times indeed. Meet his boyfriend from university. So you meet your son's boyfriend. Oh, that's gonna be fun, right? It says, way more of a man than son. Oh, so your son is the twink and he's dating the bear. Yes, women choose a bear more than men, so I guess men are starting to choose the bear too. So awesome dimes, right? Well, fuck it. Let's see what this guy does, huh? Just know, fuck wife. Break down crying mid-sex. Why? Was the sex that bad? Or are you thinking about your son? Oh shit. Well, let's find out, huh? The thought of my son getting his insides rearranged just like his mother is too much to bear. Oh shit. So yes, your son is being the bitch in the relationship, just like how your wife is your bitch. Oh fucking A, and you hit that when you're fucking your woman? God damn. I bet that's gonna put your wife in a loop too, cause oh, what's wrong with him? Is it me? No, it's just that your son is the bitch. So enjoy that, woman. Oh fuck. How do I live knowing that he is the bottom? Well, I guess he's in the bottom of Bikini Beach. Yes, friends, this is what happens. Yes, it's a new year, a new degeneracy. Yes, this has been happening around for a long, long time. For about, what, 100 years of fucking gay sex and feminism? So yes, this is just a natural course of things. Yes, friends, don't be fagging off because this shit happens. And, ooh, you don't want your dad crying about you being a fag, right? Just saying. Yes, friends, and now that we're talking about faggots, look at this damn fucktard. Yes, this guy is a Democrat and his brain is full of fucking retardation. Yes, he's trying to protect pedophiles. Yes, I personally don't give a shit if people want to be molesting children or not, but some people do. So look how this guy does his mental gymnastics. Oh yes, and he's going against this lovely lady. Yes, and this bitch has more brains than this dude. So yeah, what's up with that? A guy is more dumber than a woman. So yes, this is the future that we live in. Enjoy.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because the country being run by fucking criminals and nobody's doing anything.
Well, he is right about that. The country is run by fucking criminals and degenerates and all kinds of shit. Look at Biden. Hell, look at Trump, the shit that he's doing. But yet they're allowed to do this stuff. I wonder why. Well, maybe if people find their fucking balls, we'll rise up against this shit. But because people are just weak cuckolds, we're gonna continue with this bullshit. So it is what it is. Let's continue.
And people like you are defending actions of fucking terrorists.
And people like you are defending these pedophiles being in Minnesota by wanting to abolish ICE and get them out of
here. I'm not defending.
Well, technically you are protecting these people. Yes, friends, it's stupid fucking shit. They allow the pedophilia because it fucking charges people. Yeah, and the government has a lot of pedophiles in there, so they don't really give a shit about it. They're just using it because it puts people bent out of shape. Yeah, and you're defending this shit, so what the fuck's wrong with you, friend? Yeah, maybe you like touching kids. Hey, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. I don't have any children, but some people don't like that shit. Yeah, and they're gonna smite you. Well, they should. It's their kids. It's their property. So why should you molest somebody else's kids if they're there? So, yeah, don't touch shit that doesn't belong to you. Just saying.
Those fucking pedophiles. If you're trying to argue that we need to get rid of these people, that these are fucking pedophiles, then get the fucking pedophiles in the White House out now!
Yes, this weirdo is right. He should get rid of all these fucking weirdos from the government. But guess what? It's not gonna happen because they all are. Yes, you're gonna get rid of all these people in these positions of power? They all are fucking creeps. Yeah, don't you think it's weird they don't release the Epstein files? They say they did, but Yes, friends, it's all bullshit. And guess what, friends? We're stuck in the middle. So jokers to the left of me, clowns to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Dun dun. Well, anyways, let's see what this bullshit continues, right? Oh yes, friends, in case you haven't noticed, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my bullshit, and I'm just pulling them out of my ass, so enjoy.
Those are pedophiles.
Okay.
And so when you want ICE out of Minnesota or Minneapolis, this is who you're protecting.
No.
Yes, you are, you dumb faggot. Just admit that you fucked up and you are trying to protect these people. It is what it is. Yes, I know it's in-group preference or whatever, but whatever. Let's continue.
I am not trying to protect those people. I'm protecting the actual people who had not had any previous criminal charges against them being deported.
Yes, this is so fucking stupid. I had the same fucking argument the other day with my own mother. Yes, in case you don't know this, I descended from Wepex. My mom's from Mexico. Yes, and she starts talking all this shit, saying, I'm not here doing this, that, and the other. I go, no, mom, but you're a woman. You came here trying to do stuff, but guess what? You met my dad and he fucked you. Yes, and remember, mom, all these people that come in here ain't our people. These people are here doing some stupid shit, so they're not us. They don't even look like us. So what the fuck, mom? I know you're an immigrant, but no, these people ain't here to make the world better. They're here to take shit and fuck us in the ass. And that's what I'm not down. I don't like getting fucked in the ass. Sorry, mom. You could be the bitch, but not this guy. So next.
Sure, maybe those people have been convicted. Maybe they should get out. But
how do they get out, though?
I mean, get out.
But how does that happen without ICE?
Find some other organization, not hiring criminals.
There isn't.
What the fuck? No, they're not. They're not hiring criminals to do ICE shit or anything like that. No, the people that are doing this shit are actually the government. They're hiring illegal immigrants. Yeah, I remember a while back, I can't remember exactly, but I think there was some guy from was it Haiti? Yeah, I think he was in Minneapolis and he killed a chick. Yeah, I did a video about it, I think about a couple months ago, but I don't remember. Yeah, he was the first cop that killed a fucking woman, and she was the first woman getting killed by an immigrant cop or some shit like that. Well, anyways, let's continue.
There is no lawful organization that can remove somebody that's here illegally and committed crimes. They can't do it.
You know what that's called? That's called the fucking police.
What the fuck? You know that's not the cops' job to deport people? No, they're there to stop crimes and things like that. Yeah, imagine if cops actually did deport people. They start pulling people over, start asking you for your papers, going, ¿Tienes tus papeles? Yeah, and they fucking know how stupid you are. You probably give them toilet paper, you fucking idiot. No, man, you're fucking retarded. If cops actually did start deporting people like that, oh, there'd be big old fucking shit protests and all kinds of shit. So no, man, you're just fucking retarded. Unfortunately, this is the average American. Yeah, fucking full of Down syndrome. But let's continue.
The local police does not, they don't deport people. ICE does.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though. Say that, they want to get these criminals, or they want to, convict the criminal, get them out, all right? You want to know an easy way to know if someone been convicted, get criminals? Go to the fucking jail cells, get the people that have already been convicted, get them out, not...
What the fuck? So you want American citizens to get deported? Yes, if there are immigrants inside prisons, then yeah, we should, after they're done with their prison time, deport them back to whatever fucking hellscape they came from. But no, you're saying deport everybody that's a criminal? Well, gee, you're a couple steps away of doing your own fucking crime, so maybe they should deport your fucking ass out of here. Yeah, that sounds like a good fucking idea. They should deport you to the fucking sun. One-way trip, just saying.
Bring the people on the fucking streets!
Okay, so again, we're just going to talk calmly here. These people are pedophiles, okay, and they are criminals. Give me 1 second before your impulse tells you to interrupt me, okay? 1 second. If you don't want ICE going around, if you don't want them to exist, if you want them abolished... these people would still be in our streets. These people would still be going out and raping children. There is no one that could deport them. They don't have the agency to do that. And I think it's dangerous to start telling local law enforcement that they can go and start deporting people. ICE has the power under Title 8 to do this. So tell me.
Wowie, wow, wow. This fucking guy is getting his ass kicked by a woman. Damn, you know it's fucking bad when you're losing an argument to a woman. Yes, you see this fucking Democrat woke mind virus, how diseased and filthy it is? Yes, it turned the man into a bitch. Yes, what a fucking faggot. What a loser. But yet, he's still continuing. Oh, you see him short-circuiting. Does not compute. Well, fuck you, guy. Let's continue.
How do we remove these people if we abolish ICE?
Simple. Just lock them up for crimes that they've committed.
I got a better idea. You use dildos because all you people are sick, degenerate freaks. Yeah, you put a little trail of fucking dildos and there you go. You got these motherfuckers. Enjoy.
If they have been committed, if they committed crimes, they should be jailed. Just not even, just ignore the deportation process and the fact that you're trying to
these are federal crimes that are handled by the federal government because they are illegal.
How is it a federal crime to be protesting?
No, motherfucker, you're not doing only protesting, you're doing burn, loot, murder. Yes, that's what you guys are doing, and you think that's fucking down? You're fucking stupid. You have Down syndrome. But let's continue.
Why did a mother have to get shot in the face 3 times?
No, you dumb faggot. This bitch got killed because she wasn't doing what she was told. They told her to get the fuck out of the car and follow instructions, and she wouldn't have got shot. But because she's a stupid bitch and she listened to her fucking lesbian lover, husband, girlfriend, wife, whatever, fucking said to book it, so she did. So she got a bullet in the brain and also in the neck and all kinds of shit. So, no. Yeah, the cop shouldn't got in front of the fucking vehicle, but that's his job, so... Yeah, and he has a gun, and you had a vehicle, so... Yeah, it didn't end well for this bitch. Well, fuck her. She's now Satan's fucking bitch. Anyways, let's continue.
Talk about that after you tell me how on earth we are going to get these people out without ICE. Local law enforcement, and you want to talk about constitutional and it being legal?
I'm well aware. She's a f***ing hack.
Yeah, what a dumb, stupid son of a bitch. That's what happens when you're dealing with retards. Yeah, when they can't win the argument, they go out insulting you. Yeah, this bitch is proving some good points. Actually, it's giving me a chub. Actually, I want to take her home and start meeting with her because she has brains and she'll produce some good children. This guy, the Shelly Hill, produces fucking Down syndrome, so he should go fuck himself. Just saying.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because the country being run by fucking criminal and nobody's doing anything. And
wow, look at this rabid beast. Yeah, does he have rabies or something? Yeah, you know you can't cure rabies, right? Yeah, back in the day when an animal was like that, they used to put him to sleep. But we're not doing it to people. Not yet anyways, but it will happen. Wait and see, friends. Yes, this year just started. If you thought 2025 was going to be stupid, you're right. But what about 2026? It's going to be crazy. Well, let's find out, right?
People like you are defending actions of fucking terrorists.
And people like you are defending these pedophiles being in Minnesota by wanting to abolish ICE and get them out of
here. I'm not defending those fucking pedophiles. If you're trying to argue that we need to get rid of these people, that these are fucking pedophiles, then get the fucking pedophiles in the White House out now!
Well, we could do both things at the same time, right? Or do we have to wait for Hitler Jesus to come and show himself to show us the way? If that's gonna happen, then I guess I will be he. Let's continue.
Yeah, okay. It's weird that you are against certain pedophiles, but not these ones. But I appreciate your time. If you calm down at all and you want to have a further discussion, you can come find me. But your impulse...
I'll have a further conversation when you actually get a brain.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. Low impulse control.
Agree. There's a lot of people that have low impulse control. Look at this dumb bitch. She thought she was doing good things and she picked up a flash grenade or something. And look what happens to her. Enjoy!
medic.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yes, the dumb bitch blew up her fucking hand picking up that fucking flash grenade. Yes, it's like when dumb retards pick up fireworks on the 4th of July. Yes, actually, that happened to me once. I was making bottle rockets. Yeah, and then I got a Piccolo Pete and I did the thing. And it didn't work, so I picked it up thinking, gee, it didn't work. And like I popped the other side. Booyaka, I burned my arm. Oh, my forearm was all fucked. Yes, but at least I kept my arm. Not like this dumb bitch, she lost her hand. Yes, friends, the moral of the story is don't be fucking stupid. You either learn or you don't. Yes, friends, enjoy. Oh yeah, and don't worry, my arm is just fine and dandy. It's not burned or anything. I do have some cool scars, but that was because of Jack has stabbed me in the arm by using a broken bottle. Yes, I do get into scraps. What can I say? I'm like Scrappy Doo. Puppy power! Well, let's continue.
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Well, it's good to see when these demolition crats get their comeuppance. Yes, they destroy everything around them, including themselves, right? Yes, friends, don't be stupid like these people. Yes, because we're entering some really fucked up times. So yeah, get your survival gear. You don't need that much stuff. Yeah, just get stuff that you could use, some extra food, some extra water, get some guns and some ammo, and yeah, hold up, friends, and hopefully we get to pull up and we get to form a society after this shit, you know, passes through. If not, well, I guess we go warring or something, I don't know. It might be like Twisted Metal or some shit. Anyways, I got stuff to do, I gotta, you know, move this day forward because shit doesn't get done if you don't do it yourself, right, friends? Well, anyways, I gotta go and I'll talk to you later and you be awesome and I'll leave you a clip of reasons why we need to deport pieces of shit. Well, goodbye.
ICE arrests an illegal immigrant who allegedly caused a multi-car pileup while driving an 18-wheeler. That crash last year severely injured 6-year-old Delilah Coleman, leaving her with critical and life-altering injuries.
She's receiving physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. She hasn't said much since the accident, if maybe 2-3 words. She has a TBI. She is now diagnosed with cerebral palsy and global developmental delay. She doesn't walk. She receives nutrition through a G-tube.
An illegal alien is now facing deportation after he was allegedly driving drunk when he killed a mother and daughter in a horrific wrong-way crash. The Mexican national has a lengthy rap sheet, including 2 DUI arrests this year alone.
According to court documents, Velasquez Gomez squeezed the buttocks over the clothes of a 9-year-old girl in October and a 7-year-old girl and 11-year-old girl at the same TJ Maxx in April and in September.
Her daughter was 13 years old when she met this man. In March, Pineville police charged Castillo Chavez with indecent liberties and other sex-related charges. He has since bonded out.
An illegal immigrant driver was seen sucker-punching him in the face and knocking him out. That attack left him hospitalized with a brain injury. He's an illegal immigrant from Russia, 42 years old.
A 61-year-old Durham man died in a hit-and-run. We now know the man charged in his death was in the country illegally and had already been deported twice.
On Thanksgiving morning last week, a mom had to say goodbye to her 11-year-old son, who died in the hospital hours after being hit as he played in the street. He was struck by a car who did not stop and simply drove away from the scene. 44-year-old Balderas is an illegal immigrant from Mexico who had previously been deported on 4 separate occasions.
Kumar's semi jackknifed on Highway 20 last week. 2 people drove into it and were killed. 25-year-old William Carter of Springfield and 24-year-old Jennifer Lower of John Day. The newlyweds had just married 16 days earlier.